Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The fight against the Gorgas was the first fight you have ever had together as a group. This is the second.
While attempting to stop a vile ritual.
Buggles, you almost fall over in fear as you see hog-tied to the altar is a unicorn.
And save a majestic beast.
I really want to cut this unicorn free.
The heroes unleashed terror.
It stumbles up to you.
To me? The oak steward's right there.
Yep. It's going to try and impale you on its horn. 25 to hit.
As the battlefield descended into chaos.
Two of them have been hit. One of them hasn't been hit. And there's a unicorn! A wild unicorn on the loose!
They cut down their enemies.
His eyes snap open, and they're glowing red.
Siak-ak, morir-anak.
That is 16 points of damage.
And the oak steward falls.
Yes!
Until there was one.
And it's just like backing away and holding its arms up, and the unicorn is still going wild.
The adventure continues.
Muggles, save the unicorn.
All right. No, I hate it.
No.
Minutes ago, before we went live, I was looking at the background, and our cinematographer mentioned that Sydney's shirt matched the background, but I liked the blue color that we picked more than I like Sydney's shirt. So we asked her to change, and she's like, oh, I'll put on Chicken Poon. We're like, great. And so she stole Kate's Chicken Poon shirt,
stole,
I believe.
Stole Kate's Chicken Poon.
I didn't know that was my shirt.
And
the victimless crime, really.
Soiled it.
I can only fit so many shirts in a backpack. I brought a blue shirt. That was the shirt I brought.
She rode a bike.
I rode my bike.
She had to travel light.
You got
to
let us know.
She rode 14 miles, maybe more.
You gotta let us know what color you plan on doing.
I guess so. Well, I just kind of feel it out. I'm like, I'm feeling blue for this episode. And
you're feeling blue?
I'm feeling a little blue.
No.
Yeah. Troy.
Well,
you can talk to us.
It's okay.
I'll be okay. I got some coffee.
You're in a safe space.
The part of the story you're leaving out is before that happened with Sydney, before you even noticed she was wearing a blue shirt, you were looking at the monitor and you were like, blue, I think blue is my favorite. God, this looks hot. And I said to you, does it look hot for anybody else but you? And you looked at me like I had broken your brain.
I don't understand the question.
Other people?
Other people?
What? But you came back and you were like, is this better? And I just gave you the most awkward thumbs up that was also a middle finger. I was like, yeah.
It wasn't crooked. You did the, it's as if you had like something wrong happened
like
to your
arthritis.
Finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He went, yeah, it looks good. And then he put his hand down and he goes, I did not mean to give you the middle finger. I don't know why.
It was the saddest. I don't know, like my body didn't know what I was trying to do. But this is the new official thumbs up of the Glass Cannon Network.
Yeah, it's like, you're awesome. Fuck you. Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
This is how I feel a lot of the time.
It doesn't go up like this. It's just like
this. It's just a little side.
You realize that every time we do a live show now, the audience is going to
They're all going to give us the finger.
We call it the Glass Cannon Hello.
It's to the side, though. It's not up.
No, that would be rude.
Glass Cannon Salute.
This is rude.
Glass Cannon Salute.
You put it up.
The venue staff is going to be like, what the fuck happened between this group and their fan base?
Go to the VIP after party. How was the show?
Joe, this is really good. This salute.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then you turn it up.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, you can't. No, you can do a thumbs down. I thought that you wouldn't be able to do a thumbs down, but you can.
Like a gladiator?
Kate's going, oh, God, I can't possibly.
I thought that you would have to do this.
You give yourself the
finger. Yeah, like, I did poorly.
I didn't realize you could just twist
I think that's the lead here, is that Kate didn't realize you could turn your
arm. But when you think about it in your head, you're like, how do human bodies work? But then you use it, and you're like, oh, that's how they work.
No, but Kate, you are right.
Yeah.
It creates a problem.
What?
Then you're giving yourself the finger.
Yeah.
But that's and part of it.
You have to do the whole jam.
Oh, that's fun.
Wham!
So what you're saying
hey, Sydney,
is,
hurts.
I'm brilliant.
I don't like your shirt.
No.
And then you added in a middle finger, which is a nice touch.
It also kind of adds a sass, like,
Yeah. That's the Glass Cannon goodbye.
Yeah.
See ya.
For those only listening to the show, Joe has, I don't know, tilted his body into an S-curve and pointed the salute over his shoulder.
It really felt like he's throwing an old pair of trousers away.
What?
He soiled them.
How do you throw pants away?
Is that what you do when you throw your one pair of jeans away?
Every week I soil a pair of pants and just toss them. We have a lot of fun pre-show, and I'm glad you could be along for that ride.
I was going to say we should have the rolling for that, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, no. There was some stuff there, really intense stuff. Let's get started talking about.
We ate our lunch like monsters.
We ate very quickly.
And then I burped a few times, so
we caught
that. If anyone picks up on the weird energy, it's because Troy gave me the middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, Troy gave me the middle
finger. And forced her to change her clothing.
And forced me to change my shirt.
Because it didn't conform to my religious standards.
And yet, chicken poon does.
I have a weird religion.
Troy doesn't like it when people wear royal blue on their bodies.
Yes, no, I don't. Only when I wear it.
In the background.
Only I may wear royal blue.
Royal blue.
Royal blue.
Royal blue. Royal blue.
Only I will
wear
my way. Royal blue. Can we talk about Pathfinder 2nd Edition?
Sure.
Are you guys, do you think it's too hard of a game?
No.
That's the sense that I'm getting from you guys. It's too hard and you don't want to play.
What does that mean?
It's too hard and you don't want
to
play.
Too hard to understand.
Too hard
to survive.
That's what I was
going to say. Well, I never blame the game. I blame you.
I blame us.
No, I was hit with a crit. I know who Joe blames.
Who do you blame?
Well, I was going to say, I was hit with a crit. That's why it was hard for me. But everyone else, it was 11. So it's like, okay, they're really powerful. Okay.
Big swings.
Yeah.
Big swings.
Big staffs.
That happens.
And big choices that players make and other players.
Big creative choices.
Hate. Joe.
Sydney, there's something you want to say. I think we should just
talk
about.
Let's look at the unicorn in the room.
Let's address the bloody unicorn in the room.
Do the official sign of the unicorn in the room. Of
course. Thumbs up.
And I'll give myself a little bit of a thumbs down.
And yourself the finger, which is perfect.
I made a choice. And it could go. Matthew said it great. Because afterward, I was like, did I make the wrong choice? You know, I made a fun, like, it wasn't even funny. I just wanted to release the unicorn. But Matthew was like, if I had rolled better on the knowledge check about the unicorn, we may have known how to, like, make it relaxed instead of freaking out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But I stand by my choice. And we had a great combat. I thought it was great. I like the unicorn.
I thought it was a fun choice too. It's not your fault your GM is vindictive.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think this is about me and Sydney. I think it's about Sydney and Joe.
Sometimes the right choices are boring.
Nice work.
And I think nice deflection.
Yeah. I think we should talk about that.
That was a real swing right towards Joe.
You had some very mean things to say about him at the restaurant next door. And so
No,
she said
I didn't go.
She said those in the bathroom shit with me.
You didn't get into it. We can get into it.
Hold on. You are sowing discord at the table. I said
I'm
nothing.
I'm just saying, you were like, Joe made me feel small, and I think it's because I'm a woman. And I was like, whoa.
You are being a Lisa said, Vanderpump right now.
Joe has
stirring
Joe
shit,
is not
walking
like
away.
Joe is not like that.
My goodness!
I stood up for you, Joe.
You should have seen. You should have seen it. But look at her eyes. I was scared. I
don't you feel like he kind of made you feel bad for me?
No. I think Joe.
I didn't say a word after I said, "Don't do that idiotic thing." Then she went and did it, and I didn't say anything.
Yeah, Joe said nothing. I think Joe is a very strategic player, and you had a plan, and I...
It's not that I had a plan. It's just that I feel vulnerable without the badassery of Lucky by my side.
Interesting.
And I'm like, why do you care about the unicorn more than us? So that was, very...
And then it killed a guy.
I was afraid.
And then it killed
a guy. You totally redeemed yourself... With a completely ridiculous double crit. So there you go. It all worked out.
It all works. The die were in my favor.
Yes.
I feel like I was just on like a reunion episode of the last episode, and you're Andy Cohen, and you're like, ladies.
Yeah.
And then we just like show
the
clip.
And then we hug at the end.
Yeah. And cry.
And cry.
We need the meme of
I love you so much.
Of the cat and the housewife, but replace Joe's face. Please, face. Please.
Kyle Richards. Nish,
help us out.
You want to get into it?
We will have that by the end of the day.
That's amazing.
Guaranteed. Well, okay. I wanted to make sure you guys were cool because there were some hurtful things.
Oh, my God.
Clear the air.
Wait, but to go back to your original question, which is
I don't think Andy Cohen stirs up as much trouble as Troy.
I just don't want there to be any weirdness between anybody at my table.
The thing I'm surprised about, having not played a first level character in second edition for a very long time.
/ ever.
No, I have, but just not very much. Mm-hmm. Is, I mean, it's like two hits and you're down. Mm-hmm. And not even two good hits, like a crit. Obviously, and then that crit was massive.
Yeah.
And I was worried if that was going to take her, like it was going to be massive dying, massive damage rolls, whatever. But the like two mediocre hits, and you are out.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what it's scaled for in this adventure. And I don't know if that's true of the game.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
At first level, you're extremely vulnerable, so you have to be smarter.
But also we have, which is unusual for our party makeups, a cleric and a psychic. And I didn't realize you had healing powers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like...
And I can heal a
little
too.
And you can make the potions.
Oh yeah, you can make a little potion. I just mean in combat though. Like you were healing me. If you didn't heal me, that could have been very, very bad for me.
Yeah, yeah. Psychic healing and made the difference.
This group has not played a proper game of 2E really yet. In a 2E module that is made for 2E.
Yeah. Yeah.
At first level.
Huge.
And I think we're going to find that people go down all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not the end of the world. Like getting the dying condition is routine.
Well,
yeah, that's the
now
difference
going to
between,
dying four, not so routine.
That's the difference between this and first edition, where it's just like, you know, a good hit could bring you below your con, where it's like that really wouldn't happen here, at least on your first time down.
Mm. Right.
You know, that crit was 4 points away from perma-killing me.
Yeah.
For massive damage rules.
We said we're doing that. Yeah, we're doing massive damage.
Oh, yeah.
So if you double your hit point total and go to negative that in one John, you would be dead zone.
Yeah, so that's why I was really, really scared when you went down with the crit. It is a crit, but it's also like the non-crit version of the hit was enough damage that I would go down. If it was not a crit at my max HP.
I misspoke. You instantly die if you take damage equal to or greater than double your maximum. It's not about going below.
No, it's not about going below your HP. It's in one shot taking double your HP in damage
and,
in one shot.
And it was possible.
38 for me, and it was a 34 point.
Yeah, I didn't roll max damage, so it was possible.
Yeah.
But like even healing her may have potentially doomed her, because if you got crit again, you go straight to dying four, game over.
Well, this is why, if you remember, Brother Ramius goes over and leaves her to start rolling recovery checks, knowing she has a bottle cap, and heals Lucky.
Yeah.
Right.
Because as long as there's an enemy combatant near you, it's very dangerous to bring you back up. Because you're wounded, and if they see you as a threat, they put you down, your dying condition increases greatly, and you're at more risk of dying than you were if you were just sitting and dying too, you know?
So you call him Skid an idiot? Is that what you're saying?
No, because when Skid did it,
you're going to sit here and
I think he's calling me an idiot.
Skid had just killed the enemy that was right next to her.
Yeah.
So there was no threat around her at the time.
Sorry. Or shooting. You shouldn't be talking like that.
No,
I also heard a little bit that Joe is a genius.
It seems like everything sort of turned back into that.
guys, stop. Please.
I think Joe is the villain.
Good job, Joe.
Guys, please. You're embarrassing me.
Of this season.
Great work.
Embarrassing me. Love you, Nish.
It's hairy though, and I told you this was going to be like welcome to Gay Walkers. It is nasty straight out the gate, and we've been playing Strange Aeons that has been converted from first to second edition and feeling sort of the growing pains of that in an adventure that wasn't specifically written for it. This is specifically written for 2e, and it still hits hard. But now we have a cleric, we have some other healing, and maybe some battle medicine. Let's see if they can survive, because we ain't out of the woods yet. We'll be right back after this break.
The GCP is brought to you today by Manscaped, who has taken a step up from Balloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen. So this season, no need to toil in trouble. Manscaped's new handyman is the best way to get rid of that stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handyman was designed to give you that smooth finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com and use code GCP for 20% off plus free shipping. Now, I use the Handyman on my neck because I'm a bearded fellow, and it's wet or dry, by the way, which is awesome. But my favorite new Manscaped, John, has to be the Beard Hedger. I cannot recommend this enough for my bearded friends out there. The Beard Hedger is a cordless trimmer that has 20 hair-cutting lengths, all just with one guard. I use about three different lengths for one beard trim. And sometimes when I'm feeling wild, four different lengths. And true story, I just started actually using the Beard Hedger to craft my Halloween costume. That's right. A beard is not only involved in my costume this year, some say it might be the single most essential part of the costume. Any guesses? Well, come to Chicago or St. Louis and see it in person to find out. But until then, get 20% off and free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code GCP for a look as sweet as candy. And get yourself the handyman from Manscaped.
And we're back. And you missed Kate coughing.
I had a little tickle.
She saved it up.
I breathed in a little bit in my own spit.
It was like right when I said, we'll be back. She just went,
you've never.
I don't have spit in my mouth.
It's not gross.
You don't have spit in your mouth?
Your mouth is that dry?
That is not what I'm hearing in the mic right now.
Joe is too good a player at Pathfinder to have spit in his mouth.
Exactly. I know too much about
halitosis?
Tactics.
Halitosis? You have dry mouth?
What's that?
Nothing.
You guys use mouthwash?
Yes. No. Yeah. Occasionally, not routinely.
When I remember to buy it, I feel like I always run out of it constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get way into it right after a dentist appointment. I'll have the mouthwash. And then once it runs out, I wait till the next dentist appointment. I'm like, I should get another bottle of that.
My dentist has never told me to use mouthwash.
Have they told you to not use mouthwash?
No. I don't use it. And they're never like, you should start using mouthwash.
Did they tell you to floss?
Well, yeah, I floss.
Did you go to a human dentist?
Wait, do you guys go to human dentists?
I go to a half-elf dentist.
Sorry, wait, because the aliens are here, I go to an alien.
Is this do you mean a dentist that is a human or a dentist that treats animals?
Let Kate answer.
Can you clarify the question? Because I might be going to the wrong dentist.
I imagine it's some weird country dentist that hasn't heard of mouthwash yet.
Yeah, it is a dentist that hasn't gotten a bunch of money from a mouthwash.
Oh, how dare you? You think it's all about the money.
That's all the toothpaste is.
I think the healthcare system is all about the money.
Troy, by the way, I've been meaning to compliment you on your hat.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
You know, we sell this on glasscannonnetwork.com/store.
Really?
This fucking thing right here. You can buy it at our store. Might only be a couple left. I'd grab mine right now.
Let's play the game, please.
I'm going to make a hat that just says GM, and I'm going to make it like a styly GM hat, and we'll sell those too.
That's fun.
And then maybe we can make a hat that says Joe.
Yeah.
Sell a couple of those.
No, because then we'll get all in competition. Like, whose hat's selling the most?
Well, we just won't talk
there
about
is,
it.
Let's make a pact right now that we can never wear our own name.
And we'll...
Oh, that's
why
fine.
Not?
And we'll and stay confusing. Friends forever, no matter what.
And 10 yeah, years from now, we'll meet here in this spot.
This very spot.
Wearing each other's hats.
Yep.
Tonight's the anniversary.
Mary Lou on Blood of the Wild has a hat that just says Mary Lou.
That's awesome.
She does.
Her friend bought it for her at like a flea market.
What?
There was just a hat that said Mary Lou.
And she wears it all the
and
time?
And she, well, not all the time, but her friend was like, called her, was like, there's a hat that just has your name on it. It wasn't like you know, like something you would see at like the boardwalk or something like that, where it's just like all the names, you know what I mean, stacked up next to each other. It was like this stylish, weird hat that just said Mary Lou. There's like no other names around.
That's magical.
Very strange, yeah.
You it's know what a, we have to do awesome. Is have hats that are like styled to the person. Like yours would be a beret that says Matthew in cursive.
Skids would be I'm like, off to my writing lounge.
Skids would be a bucket hat, maybe something fun like that.
Yeah,
Joe's
with
could
like
be,
fishing lures on.
Yeah,
it.
With like yeah.
Yours could be like a poker dealer's visor.
Yeah, green
Joe
green
and
visor.
Chief.
Okay, us. Cowboy, what are ours? What are ours?
Can I have a flat? Can I have a cowboy hat?
Please, cowboy hat.
What was the please cowboy hat? I feel like yours is.
A bandana.
It's a bandana. Or a kerchief.
I thought you were going to say a beanie.
It's a
What's Kate's?
What's mine?
Remember those UFC shirts that look? They were like really obnoxious. They were covered in like lots of designs.
Are you looking at Kate as you're asking that question?
I'm trying, but I'm not saying you're obnoxious.
I do watch like fight.
But what was the, they had shirts. They were a certain thing. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
You're going to need to give us a little
didn't
more
say anything.
Rash guards?
Shirts
no.
that were obnoxious and a certain thing is the information I have right now.
Oh, they were like all the fighters would wear them to the ring. They
but
had,
we're talking about hats.
Yeah, but the anyways, your hat would look like that. It would just be like covered in graffiti. I think it would be really loud.
Oh, so like a hat that's like covered in pins or whatever. I already have a hat.
Not
like
pins,
that.
Just like lots of designs. Huh. Yeah, I think it would look really cool.
Like a Dan Flash's hat.
I think you have a cool goth hat that has like piercings in the
It would
brim.
Be like a witch hat.
Yeah. Oh,
like a pointy hat.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Wrong. Witch hat was the answer.
Witch hat.
And cowboy hat was my answer.
You get a kerchief and you like it.
Like a pink cowboy hat.
Can I petition for a flat cap?
Cute one.
Hmm. I'll take it in consideration. After the berets sell out. Let's talk about this fight because it ain't over. You
it's
have
over.
Murdered. Two of these Rebel Oak stewards. However, Lucky did let loose a sacrificial unicorn that came bounding off of its altar to plow into Lucky. Luckily, oddly enough, it wasn't more than 20 feet away. Otherwise, that would have been crazy damage. However, it then turned its attention to the Oak steward that it is now standing right next to and delivered a devastating blow. Which was then soon followed thereafter by an arrow from Zephyr. And as the other Oak stewards fall, she puts up her hands and begins to back away. It's her turn. So knowing that this unicorn is out of its mind and attacking anyone, she will step, and then move 25 feet back. You dig? To not incur an attack of opportunity. So she slides all the way back. Hell, she might even be escaping one of those like, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Please don't. Run into the forest. Let's go to the top of round four. There is still a unicorn to be dealt with. Brother Ramius.
Seeing Zephyr come back from her unconscious state, he is relieved, very relieved. He's going to say, the Oak Steward running into the dock. Catch him! Catch him! He desperately wants to question this guy.
Girl.
Girl?
Yeah.
Girl.
It was a girl.
We just learned that.
But the unicorn is a threat that stands between him, and he can't see. I mean, his light only extends out 40 feet. That Oak Steward is gone as far as he's concerned.
Oh, right. It's so, just a pool to you.
Yeah. So on Foundry, it's just a pool. I can kind of hear. It represents me hearing her going in the distance. He will attempt to... Yeah, I don't know what to do here with this unicorn. I am going to do a knowledge check on the unicorn.
Okay.
And I am going to use scholarly recollection.
Ah.
I'm going to...
What does that do?
It is the ability that is of my focus... spell that comes innately from Gruhasta. You attempt, I can trigger it whenever I attempt a perception check to seek or attempt a skill check to recall knowledge with a skill you're trained in. So I'm going to do a nature check about unicorns to see if I can remember anything. And because I can use scholarly recollection, I'll roll twice and take the better
fun
result.
Nice. Okay.
So let's see what we get. 2d20s. That is an 18.
18. Okay. You can see this unicorn in the light. You could see it when you rolled up before you cast light, because it was bathed in those torches that were surrounding it. There is something wrong with it, obviously. It doesn't look like it's just afraid. It looks like it may be under some sort of influence. It's like foaming at the mouth.
Okay.
You feel like, sure, you could maybe attack it enough and it would run away, but maybe you could use like your knowledge of nature to
command animal.
Command it, or just like get it to run off.
Okay.
Or command it against the Oak Steward, but it sounds like you want to try and keep them alive.
Yeah. Fine. He's going to step forward, gets up off of his knees. Flavor, get up.
One action.
Damn it.
Flavor, get up.
Flavor! Now that Zephyr's fine, and he's going to slowly walk about 10 feet toward the creature. He's got this big, heavy backpack of books on and both hands just up in the air, and he's going to be like, "Flee, creature! You're free! You're free of the spell! Whatever they've done, there is no need to fear! You are on your own now!" And he will, yeah, try to use it to command an animal, so... I believe that is actually...
Nature?
Is it a nature check, yeah, or not a diplomacy check?
What is your nature bonus?
Plus 7.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you want to roll it?
No, I want you to roll it.
Okay.
I want
Yeah, the results should be obvious.
All right, so he's going to stride forward and try to get this thing to calm down and go away. That is a 15.
15. It's looking. It seems like you're on the right track, but you don't know if you were strong enough to command.
So he's just going
to
hold his hand back to everybody else and just be like, it's under some sort of spell. Just try to get it to calm down. Just speak with it. Use your knowledge of nature to change its mind. Now it is his turn.
It is your turn now. We're using a lot of new tools here. I got so excited after Kate coughed, I forgot to mention Demiplane. Foundry VTT and Norse Foundry are sponsors. So many new tools we're working with here, and so we're forgetting a couple things. And you were missing some damage on one of your attacks, right?
Yeah, so as a first level, I remember from character creation, but I have since forgotten it, but the character first level investigator ability, Strategic Strike, that when you use your intelligence modifier on it, and use devise a stratagem and you hit using your intelligence modifier, you add an extra
d6. Oh, huge.
And it scales as you level up. But yeah, so I've been...
That's great.
I'm just stupid.
Joe, why weren't you an investigator?
Sounds like you would have had a lot of fun with it.
All right, so Talitha, as much as she wants to help get this unicorn off, she is more concerned with the Oak Steward that might be fleeing. So okay. Talitha is going to use the final surge action of her Drakeheart mutagen.
Amazing.
Which is a one action. Basically, it ends the effect of the mutagen early, and you stride twice for one action.
Okay, wow. Now, where are you? Oh, yeah, you're good. Now, just be careful about getting within range of a large unicorn.
I'm going around to the west, so I'm going to go around. Right. And I have pre-measured. It gets me right here on one action, so I am just about 10 feet away from the Oak Steward.
So to Brother Ramius, he just sees Talitha just disappear into the darkness.
Her skin just starts to, like, it merges again, the scales disappear and fade away, and all of a sudden she moves with preternatural speed. And I get up there, that's action one. Action two is I'll stride again to block his exit.
Amazing, so brave.
And point my rapier at him and say, "We would like a few words with you. No cast, no funny business, no casting, no weapons, on the ground. Now, you, hands on the ground, go."
"I am outnumbered, have mercy,"
she says.
"On your knees."
"It's not my turn, that's an action." "I will consider it in the next 6 seconds."
"You can't just make up what we do."
I'm strongly considering it.
And it's two actions, yeah, I can't write anything. Okay, so I will use my final action to... I'll try to intimidate him.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna use diplomacy.
Yeah, diplomacy or demoralize. Either way.
I'll use diplomacy. I'll say, If you agree to our terms and you surrender, we shall let you live.
I like this. You know, role playing's all well and good, but let's roll some dice. You might have natural one. She left.
19.
All right.
Wow. She's like, wow. What did you say?
19.
All right.
Okay.
You drive a hard bargain.
All right.
Lucky. There is still this horrible unicorn. You know that it is going to act next.
Yep.
And it still looks out of its mind. You are the one that set it free. What can you do?
Not a lot. I was going to also run up to help Talitha with this dude, but I am worried about this unicorn trying to attack Zephyr or anybody else down here. And I
Brother Ramius, by the way, is 20 feet away.
Oh my God. He's just got his hand up, shaking.
Partially responsible.
It's like Jurassic World.
Yes, it is.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, I think... Lucky also moves up in front of Brother Ramius too, next to this dead Oak Steward body, also trying to... So
with two blades in her hand.
With two blades in her hand.
Bloody blades.
Low. They're low at the ground.
Oh.
Nick bangs low. Out.
Bangs in.
Bangs in.
And she just...
Screaming at the unicorn.
Eyes normal, or do you still have cat eyes?
Are you
eyes?
Hissing?
She still has cat eyes. She's a cat.
Well, then it's going to kill you.
So you approach the unicorn menacingly with two bloody blades.
And she would like to...
That's what I'm hearing.
She would like to bow her head to the unicorn and would also like to do diplomacy or nature.
Let's do nature.
All right. No, I have nothing in nature, but I am just trying to get it to leave peacefully. I don't want to fight this unicorn. Okay, it's a 14.
14. You're not getting through to it. This is not your specialty, but you are bravely providing yourself as a shield for Brother Ramius.
Last action, intimidating glare.
Okay.
And she would like to try to...
Scare it away.
Scare it, yeah. Demoral. And I think she, like, you know, her haunches, her fur is up now, and seeing that it's still freaking out, she too is like... And just tries to, like, yowl at it to get it to run off.
Okay, this is a purely mechanical role here. I have the DC. It is the will DC of the unicorn. If you succeed, it's frightened one. Critical success, frightened two. And I'll interpret what frightened means. It might mean that it may not attack you, but it might attack somebody else.
Oh, God.
I gently trot around you and murder Brother Ramius.
Right. Pardon me?
Nat 20.
Oh! You did get the critical success.
God!
With a plus four.
Yes!
Yeah, dude!
Critical success with a plus four.
Amazing.
The unicorn is petrified and runs away.
Yeah!
Runs away into the woods.
And will power.
Soon be killed by a...
Man, I really wanted to help that dumb unicorn.
You did.
Did you save its life?
You did save its life.
Yeah, that's true.
Its horn was like flapping off its head.
Oh, Troy.
We could follow the trail of unicorn blood if you'd like through the night.
Certainly you'll find it.
You'll eventually find its corpse.
Forget it.
It'll die less than a mile away. From the blood loss.
So sad. That's my whole turn.
That's your whole turn. All right. Talitha has moved up there and given the Oak Steward an ultimatum. I'm going to stay in initiative order here. It seems like you have everything in hand, but I'm just curious what everybody else wants to do. Buggles.
So Buggles, like, he comes out of this state from his unleashed psyche. And it's like this swirling aura kind of like, whoom, like vanishes. His eyes like go dark again. And he's like shaking, like he's been hit in the face with a frying pan. And like a Cate Blanchett after she comes out of her speech in Two Towers. Wait, it's Two Towers? No, it's Fellowship.
After she was hit with a frying pan.
After she got hit by a frying pan.
That classic scene straight out of Tolkien.
That was a blooper.
Right from the book. So he's like, he's... mechanically stupefied one. He's like kind of like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So he is and he just kind of like taking the stock of like what's going on now, and he quickly assesses the situation, and he says like and it's starts running up towards the druid to back up his friend.
I love it. All right. I've thrown the old stupefied condition on you, even though just because it looks cool. I love it. All the little images for the conditions on Foundry, like this one, is just your head surrounded by other heads.
That's cool.
Oh, that's fun.
All right. Zephyr, wounded too, a crit away from permadeath. Brother Ramius and Lucky are your shield. What do you do?
My shield from the guy surrendering?
Or if maybe the unicorn comes back.
Maybe the unicorn comes back.
Maybe the Gorgas are out. What do you do?
I mean, I'm assuming we're all going to run over to where the only standing Oak Steward is.
Seems to be what your allies are doing.
So that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, so you triple move up to the Oak Steward to surround her.
Let me make my way over there on Foundry. Oh, wrong thing. Hold on. No, I totally know how to use this. Here we go. There we go. Nice and smooth.
Nice.
Look at that.
Whoop, whoop.
You get up there, and she realizes there's no escape, and she just saw you annihilate her friends, what you did, in one fell swoop, dragging the Kopesh in and out, and then wakizashiing off the head. She falls to her knees. Says, please, please, have mercy.
Are we out of initiative order?
You are. You're out of combat.
I move over there, too.
Is there anyone else in the area?
No. No. None of us, at least.
What were you doing with the unicorn?
It was a ritual.
Go on.
It was a ritual to bring back the obnubulate curse, obviously.
She looks a little uncomfortable.
Whoa.
She's like, we didn't want to kill a unicorn, but it's a small sacrifice in the long run.
Why would you want to bring back the obnubulate curse?
She sort of looks up at you. She hasn't been making eye contact, and she smiles a little bit ruefully towards you. She's like, if you don't already know, then you'll never understand. The curse is the world's way of restoring natural balance. If we had it our way, this curse would affect not only elves, but all who call themselves civilized. Just look! She points at the carnage that you've committed. Her fallen comrades, the unicorn's blood all over the place on the altar. She's like, do you really think any of us have a right to be here? Look what we do!
And bringing back the obnubulate curse, which turns elves to dust, would restore balance, is what you're arguing.
Yes. Yes, it should destroy all those who seek to destroy nature, who put people above the world.
People are the world.
No, no, there is no world without the trees, without the creatures, without the grass.
Indeed.
We treat it poorly. We don't deserve to be here. There should be a reset.
But the way to resetting is not destruction.
That is what
it's all harmony.
That is what all of you believe. And look how good it's gotten things. Everyone killing each other. There is no harmony, and there never will be.
You and your friends are the only ones seeking to murder nature this night.
We have to do what we have to do. We do not wish to harm people
and yet you
or things.
I take her stab.
No!
You attacked us. We came here looking for one man.
Olan Nagaso.
I can take you to him.
I'm sure you can.
If you spare my life, we can make a deal here. I'm clearly on the losing side. There's no reason to spill more blood, though it is what people like you do.
Well, how would sparing you affect the balance of things? Maybe we shouldn't.
I will move on. I will find another way.
No, Zephyr, you have a point. Perhaps the soil would be enriched by your pure blood.
Well, you kill me and you will never find Bolan. It's your choice.
I believe that we would find him without you. We came this far, didn't we? Didn't want us by the archers, but here we are.
So you're in league with the Oak Stewards, are you?
Look at the way you're dressed. What do you call yourself?
We don't have a name for what we are yet, but we are moving on from their ways. Bolan will lead us. There is a new way of doing things, and Bolan, he knows. He has seen things.
Then we should like to speak with Bolan. Where is he?
I need to be ensured of my safety.
We've already done so. Where is he?
What's to say that I don't lead you to our hideout and you just kill me?
Guarantee a safe passage to Bolan and you shall walk free.
One more thing. What about this mask you all are wearing?
This old thing?
I take her mask.
No! I'm hideous!
Are we able to, like, see in the dark now if we take it?
Yeah, I mean, there's enough. Brother Ramius is still casting light, as although he's still hanging out over there. Oh, no, you came over. Yeah, so you take it off, and it's just a woman, a human woman. And she's like, no, this is just one way that we're separating ourselves from them. Eventually, we're going to get a whole new outfit. But all we could afford was masks.
Budgetary concerns.
Yes. We're new. It's a new.
It's a teething period.
Yes. We understand.
We're workshopping a new look.
Right.
You really?
Let me ask you this.
What?
Do you like the mask?
No.
No.
All right. Well,
apologize to Buggles.
Who?
This boy. You've really scared him. And I give him the stab. Buggles, this is for you. That's yours now.
I take it, and Buggles is—he takes the staff and he kind of sidles up behind Lucky, like kind of hiding behind her legs.
The staff now, by the way, all the stuff that was growing off of it has receded back into the staff, and it's just a basic staff now. Mm-hmm. So Buggles is hiding behind it. She's like, "You would ally yourself with one of them? They are the most vicious of cretins that wreak havoc on animals and nature alike."
That's literally what you were doing 4 minutes ago.
Again, we did not want to do that, but we must do what Bolan says.
You've never met this boy.
You don't know him.
You don't know him at all.
I watched him sear my friend to death.
After your friend tried to murder each one of us.
We were defending ourselves.
So were we. Your logic is flawed.
We're talking in circles. Can I put my hands down?
Yes.
The GM is tired.
Lucky, can we? Would you mind searching them?
No problem.
No.
And I.
Boop, boop, don't touch me there. Boop,
boop. I'm doing normal stuff.
No. Are you doing like a weird search?
No, I'm doing normal
stuff. Stop lingering on my buttocks.
Nothing there, please. You must believe me.
I'm simply searching the robes. I'm not doing anything weird. Look.
Lucky.
What's in these robes?
Imagine a cat searching you.
My tail. My tail is like
a massage.
Like while you do
biscuits.
It.
I'm pulling out stuff from your pocket by making biscuits, and my tail is just like flapping you on the leg.
Ah! I'm trying to sleep. Stop.
And then my butt's in your face, and I circle back around.
They all had daggers, which are now throughout the forest. But she just has the staff and leather armor and nothing else on her person, which isn't uncommon for a druid.
I go search the other two bodies.
Same thing. Okay. Just the staff and leather armor. And both of those staves have changed as well, back to normal staves.
Talitha will take one of the daggers.
So you go searching through the forest. Give me several perception checks.
Perception check
natural
one.
17.
Perception
natural
check 20. Two.
Stop, you're wasting
natural
them.
7.
You find two of them.
All right.
The other one is lost forever.
Are they interesting?
The daggers, no.
I just wanted that little light weapon.
They're dull wooden daggers.
Well, they didn't hit us at all, so.
They're practice daggers. No wonder we couldn't cut off the unicorns.
Yeah, I hand one to I hand the other to Buggles.
Yeah, Buggles will gladly take the other.
Sharp end out or hilt out?
Sheathed.
Oh, fun.
I take the sheath off their dead body.
No, my mother made that.
What's your name?
My name is Corimona.
Well, Corimona, it's your lucky day.
Is it?
Yes, because the majority of us don't want to kill you on the spot. So why don't you hop on up and lead us where we want to go?
It's a ways away. It's an old gnome forest house up in the trees.
Here in the wildwood?
Yes, deeper in. I can lead you there, but you will never get in. Bolan will hear you coming and lock the place down tighter than a terrapin sphincter.
Are there any other ways in?
No.
No secret entrance?
No.
No passageway that's used for garbage, for instance.
No, it's the perfect hideout for what we're doing. We've displaced the gnomes that were there and made it our own.
Displaced how?
I wasn't a part of that.
I'm sorry. Let me get this straight. You want to bring back the Obnobulate curse to kill elves, you also hate goblins, and you genocided gnomes.
We want to kill everyone.
Quick correction, yes. Yes. They've done curses for everyone.
Yes. Ideally.
Lucky, not just elves.
Oh, it's not only for elves.
That was just for elves.
No, they'd like to kill everyone.
We'd like to kill everyone.
Well, no, it's for elves, but they want to extend it.
Oh, you want to make the curse bigger.
Yes. Juicier.
We believe that if the ritual had succeeded,
shut up, Brother
Ramius,
we would have
been able to kill everyone.
Thank you. I didn't understand, and I appreciate the clarification. You, shut up.
Well, if there's no way in and no secret entrance that you know of, then I suppose it is your responsibility to gain us an audience with Bolon.
I will do my best.
I forgot your name because I didn't write it down immediately. Could you tell me it again?
Corimona.
One of those.
Mona.
Okay. Corimona.
Are you spelling that?
You. K-O.
So he's just writing it down.
It's a K.
Didn't you take my wallet?
I was a C.
K-O-R-I. Mona. I was named after Eric Mona.
My father was Eric.
Cory is Elven for Eric.
Can we reach the fortress on horseback?
You can reach it any way you want, though there are not many pathways. But you should know you are walking into certain death. You may have beat us, but Bolan has twice as many with him, plus new friends. Friends you'll never expect.
When will he leave the fortress if we can't get in there? What's he doing? Where's he moving? Will he come to the arches? What's the plan?
He was waiting for us to return with the ritual complete.
And when you don't...
He will send more. He will stop at nothing. Bolan is very wise, and he has taught us that there is a different way to look at things than the way that we've always been taught. The Oak Stewards, I joined them long ago, and I thought them to be righteous and on the right side of things. But Bolan has opened my eyes and the eyes of many others, and you will see. Perhaps even you will join the cause.
Where was the key?
The what?
The Shadewither key.
I don't know.
Sense motive, or I'll roll a perception to see if...
Yeah, against seems like her deception. I will as well. If she's lying.
21.
16.
She's obviously hiding something.
You're obviously hiding something.
Seems
that this would violate the terms of our deal, no?
Bolan has it, as far as I know. It was given to him. He has it.
I thought he stole it.
He did. Whoever did the stealing handed it to him upon retrieving it.
This ritual, tonight. Let's return to it for a moment.
It's over now.
What was its intent?
Nothing to talk about.
If it was successful, what would have happened?
We think that it would bring back the Obnubulate curse ever since this missing moment. It's disappeared.
So as of tonight, it would have returned should your ritual have been successful. And then you go and report this to Bolan.
Bolan, yes.
And yet the return of the Obnubula curse, something so important, he is not even present at the ritual.
He has other things to deal with. He sent us to do it. And he will be very upset that we failed him.
That's why you're not going to tell him you failed. You're going to tell him the ritual was a success.
I'm going to... walk into Bolan's quarters and tell him that?
You are.
If that is your wish, I can only hope you keep up your end of the bargain and do not betray me like you've betrayed Mother Nature by your mere presence.
All right. What else can you tell us about Bolan? Ever since he came out,
you learned everything you need to know about him from the halfling back.
How did you know?
Three episodes.
How did you know about that?
How did you know that we measure time in episodes?
I'm caught up on the show.
How did you know that we measure time in episodes?
She did tell us his whole life story.
I watched it live.
And for us, the players.
Spies everywhere.
In the journal, if you go to the characters and go to Bolan,
oh, really?
There's some great notes.
Oh.
So we don't have to. We
don't have to take my own notes.
Who took those notes?
Oh, it was
Matthew. Matthew's notes.
My notes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Do you want me to add any? I took notes, too.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Add him in there.
Cool.
If you're able, if you can read.
If you can improve upon the notes.
I improved upon the notes.
It's not. Adding the words peep and poop to the notes does not really improve it.
Really?
I'd like to roll sense motive on a different question, which is the question of her statements of certain death and the strength of the hideout.
I just want to see if she's lying about their numbers and their strength.
Yeah.
Also, the secret entrance would be the thing to roll on.
Yeah.
You want me to roll on the secret entrance?
Sure.
I'll join you.
Damn. Track nothing. Time. Garbage. Yeah, he can't tell.
22 on the secret hideout. Secret entrances, other ways in, question.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she's lying. That doesn't mean there isn't one, but she hasn't been made privy to it. And by all accounts, it seems like she's being truthful. You'll never get in.
I mean, I guess the question is, do we think we could gain an audience with Bolon? And also, what would it achieve? What were we actually?
I believe it would just to stop the ritual. So perhaps we take our prisoner and return and report our findings.
Don't forget the other part of it was
the key.
Get Bolon and get the key.
Right. Yeah, we were supposed to get him.
All right, so then we have to go to an impossible place that we can't get in. And it's all certain death. We'll just go there.
Perhaps if we were to gain an audience with Bolon, as the way of these things, he would talk to us, and perhaps we'd begin to see a bit of the wisdom of his ways and maybe even be tempted to his side before realizing we were out of our right minds, and then we'd have some sort of climactic battle in which we could bring him back to Seven Arches victorious.
Corimona.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yes, what is your name?
I'm not telling you. You don't deserve to know.
Fuck.
I didn't spit on you. I spit on the ground. I spit on the ground.
Right in my eye.
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh,
the net saliva is going to be really bad.
Your eye just starts to blow up.
The eye just goes,
why did you do that?
Cat, spit on me.
Characters that spit at me.
A druid who's allergic to cat damage doesn't seem like a really workable.
Does anyone have an EpiPen?
You know that Bolon is a gatewalker. Is that true?
That is what I have been told. I did not see him walk through the gate, though I knew those who walked with him.
Who haven't returned?
The six that were stationed with him that night.
And you don't fear him after what he's been through?
I mean, I have a healthy fear, but it is as much awe as fear. He is enlightened by his experience.
You know, they say people who have passed through come back different.
Oh, he is different.
In what ways?
Wiser. There are some that say he's been granted new powers as well, but I have not seen them.
Damn it.
All
really trying to get info.
Walked and returned with gifts. And Bolon is sharing the fruits of his new wisdom with us by creating a new society. And soon, Seven Arches will be his, whether you wish it to be or not.
We'll see about that. I have another strategy.
Are you going to spit on me too?
No, not on purpose. Sorry if I have.
Yes.
What if we disguise ourselves as these Rebel Oak stewards?
I was thinking that.
And we do an old prisoner swap.
The classic clones, and we come
Wookie,
in.
Wookie prisoner trick.
Wookie prisoner trick.
We don't have enough.
Joe doesn't like it.
We are masters of disguise. Like we've already done it.
We've
already
done fake mustaches, noses,
and we've got. They wear masks,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
And there's three total.
And the others of us are prisoners.
So she's going to act like she's holding us. Like she's not a prisoner.
We take her as far. She guides us there, and then we
take her
robe and tie her to a tree, and we go in ourselves.
All right.
Well, there's two. I thought like the people that we killed, we'd take their robes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
That's
Joe is saying we would be trusting her not to betray us once we're in the city.
I still feel like we outnumber her.
Not in the city.
Yeah.
Or the fortress.
She could immediately.
I think, we can decide this. We'll confer out of her earshot, and then we'll get the.
What are you guys talking about over there?
Shut up!
Why'd you spit again?
That was a really long spit.
How did that hit me in the dark?
Shut up.
Splat.
Yeah, and then we can disrobe her and tie her up. And,
whoa.
I mean, we'd give her a blanket.
Did you say disrobe?
She can keep her intimates. We're not going to take those.
We're literally just taking her robe. We're
just taking her robe. And her mask.
And her mask.
And her mask.
And her hat.
And a hat.
And her hat.
We
and
can't this, take the staff, but she's a because witch. If we take the staff, it won't be the same.
Tell us about the staff.
Tell us about the staff.
What'd you do to it?
Cast a spell on it to make it more powerful.
And what spell?
Shillelagh?
Shillelagh.
Yeah. Oh, classic.
So,
love Shillelagh.
You'll cast that on us.
I don't think we need... It was only like a combat situation, right?
Yes. It would be over
Unless you do it.
I think we just walk in with the staff.
Seconds before we're in combat.
All right, let's take the robes and the hats and the masks and any other equipment they have, and we'll grab them, and then, yeah, we'll follow her.
Do you know what else you should take?
A break.
Quick break. Meanwhile, back at this ritual site, you know what they were intending to do? They were going to rip the horn off, kill the unicorn with its own horn, and then anoint themselves in the unicorn's blood.
Wow.
And then do what? Walk through the gate?
Say the words of the ritual that would bring back.
Curse comes back. Someone has told them that this was the way.
It honestly seems stupid. I don't think that's...
Can I roll on that?
Yeah, sure.
Nature or religion to know if this is indeed a ritual that could do such a thing?
Arcana.
It might be more like occultism, actually. But
yeah, you could roll either, though.
Oh, occultism. I'll get in on that.
Yeah, occultism. Yeah. Like, the way I like to think of it is like occultism might be a lower DC than Arcana.
16 occultism.
You don't think that alone would be enough to return a curse, but then again, you don't know the sort of vagaries of this specific curse. But unless that act is tied to how the original curse came about, then it seems a little strange. Like, maybe it's phase one, but then you start thinking, like, if they're trying to bring back the Obnubula curse, they may know things about this, the origins of the Obnubula curse, if they're trying to bring it back.
Yeah, and I mean, they definitely know more about the gates themselves than we do. I mean, even knowing this much.
Indeed.
And that's part of your, you know, this is why Riddleson brought you here. The Obnubula curse being lifted was one of the reasons that made this so alluring. So it's a lot of...
That's like what Buggles was kind of freaked out about, just thinking about how, like, if this ritual had been successful, like, we're close enough, Zephyr just could have, like, boom, like, turned to dust.
Yeah.
You know, if we hadn't interrupted it.
You could have. If they had truly changed it to be for more than one, you
they
know,
would have, right?
Ancestry. Yeah. Like, you would have.
Yeah.
I would have, maybe as a catfolk. I don't know.
I think it's safe to say if that unicorn was tied down for one more round, it probably would have happened.
Yeah, that's right.
Imagine if we didn't let it go. Yeah. Horrible things.
Well, it's good then if they were supposed to anoint themselves with the blood of the unicorn, that the robes of these people are already covered in their own blood and also the blood of the unicorn.
This is true.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because we play a lot of Lovecraftian games. It makes you wonder, like, did they think that they would be excluded from this? Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, the curse will come back, but we'll be saved. Or is it the type of thing like, come on back, Cthulhu, and everyone dies? I'm like, what? I thought we were friends. I brought you back.
Can I check the other, when we take the robes, what are the other two ancestries of those two people?
Both human.
So everybody was human?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Certainly no elves, no gnomes, dwarves, halflings. Yeah, they were all human. And all the Oak Stewards aren't human. Obviously, you met Lemma Feldthorn.
Yeah.
And Mulberry.
And Mulberry was a full Oak Steward?
Mulberry was a Oak Steward in training, like a police dog.
That police dog was way too friendly. They should not be a police dog.
What was the name of the gnome stronghold again?
I don't know if she said it, but if you ask her, she says it. I think back in the day it was called the Greenleaf Forest House. There were gnomes, several groups of gnomes. Years ago, they were exiled from Ornesta, and they petitioned for the right to settle here, deep within the Wildwood. But most of these settlements are no longer thriving, and Bolan said that this was ours, and we did not question him.
Great. So let's. I'm going to pursue another lead as we're traveling. I want to ask her to describe for me and give me a map of the interior of the house as we go.
I'm not allowed to go into every single room, but I will do my best.
Right. How many are there?
How many rooms?
No. How many of your people?
How many of my people? I do not know. Bolan has people going off on several missions, just like us.
An estimate.
At any one time, a dozen or so.
And you said Bolan might have new allies.
Yes.
Can I sense motive on the dozen or so?
Yeah.
It's a six. I don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like she was kind of hiding the fact that, yeah, like he's... That's the 12 or so Oak Stewards that may be there are the least of your worries. He's made other friends.
Who are these other friends?
I have only seen them in the shadows.
Shadow creatures?
No. All manner of creatures. They're changing by the day. Bolan, again.
Changeling?
New powers. Stop asking me so many questions.
What about the Gorgas?
What about the Gorgas?
Have you had any encounters with them?
Yes.
Have they attacked you?
Initially they did, but now, when we run afoul of them, they leave us alone.
Do you know why? What changed?
I assume Bolan has made an accord with them. As I said, he is quite powerful.
Politician.
How long a journey is it?
It's not my business.
The Greenleaf House.
17 weeks.
What?
Oh. Well, what? Then I shall train and level up.
We will fight Gorgas until we're all level 2.
We'll just
let us farm the Gorgas.
We'll wait for them to respawn in this one area.
Yeah, let's just circle the area. Wait for them to respawn.
And I stand really still until they come back.
I'm assuming you'd want to camp at a certain point, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, if we were to camp this evening and leave tomorrow, you could be there. Possibly by tomorrow evening with your... did you bring the horses? No, I guess you left
them.
They're
tied up outside.
We'll go back and get them.
You said you had oxen and horses, yes, by tomorrow evening.
Oxen?
All right.
Well,
we need to eat while on the road.
A mule. One mule.
One mule and three.
Did you have an ox cart?
An ox cart.
The mule.
An oxen.
A mule drawn ox cart.
Oh, yeah, so let's tie her up and make sure she's secure, and then we'll camp.
Put her in the ox cart.
Is that a watch?
This is no way to sleep.
Do some healing.
I hate you.
We all ritualistically spit on her sleeping form.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone spit on her. It's my way.
Please.
It's my way.
The way of the people.
This is why you deserve to die.
The way of my people.
All right. Pop. Can we hand wave the healing?
Yeah. Well, we don't have to do another campfire scene here, but let's just talk about... You know, we haven't done a full night's rest yet. So, walk me through the rest. Everybody, I'm assuming, is going to get back to full.
We'd have to treat wounds, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
What about...
That's not a guarantee.
What about Zephyr?
At all.
I'm wounded, too.
Treat wounds.
Okay.
But you have to succeed at treating wounds. So, I will treat wounds on Zephyr.
Please succeed.
In order to, you know, you're wounded. Come, let us fix this up. That is a 16, so you're good. No longer wounded, and you will regain 5 hit points.
Cool.
Unfortunately, cool. Not too much.
Talitha has no more tinctures for the day, but I'll treat wounds on myself and fail.
Oh.
Natural one.
Oh, that...
Oh, I lose. I hurt myself.
You hurt yourself.
Critically fail at treat wounds. No. You can't hurt yourself.
Oh, no, yeah, Talitha.
Is it 1d8 or 2d8?
I don't know. I think it's 1d8 when you hurt yourself, but I actually don't know.
Can you treat wounds if you're...
It takes 1d8 damage.
Untrained in medicine? Brutal. If I have a 0 in medicine?
No.
No, okay, no. So I can't even...
Talitha does 7 points of damage.
Oh my god.
What did you do?
I don't know, maybe I was like trying to like suture a wound, and I just like end up like nicking a vein, and I'm like, oh god, I'm like bleeding all over.
An old prison buddy showed me how to do this.
Help!
Brother Ramius is going to help Talitha, and fails.
Oh my god.
Wow, she's not meant to.
Why
did we start rolling? Hold on. Can we hand wave this?
I go back over to Corimona. You're a druid, aren't you?
Oh, I can't hear you. I'm tied up. Covered in spit. Stop doing that.
You're a druid, aren't you?
If you would put a label on what I am, then yes, I am a druid.
Do you have any healing abilities? We're pretty hurt from your people.
No, I can only stabilize. Stop you from going past death's door. I can also cast Ray of Frost. If you'd like to freeze your dead, to bring them back at a future date.
Is that it?
Light.
Anything else?
Shillelagh.
Anything else?
Magic Fang.
Magic Fang.
That's a fun one.
That is a fun one.
Yes, but sadly, I cannot heal.
Okay, I put a towel in her mouth.
I just go...
are you wounded?
No, I'm good. I'm back up to full.
I'm good.
Buggles, good.
11 out of 19, but not wounded.
All right. Let's do some treat wounds.
I get 2,
fail.
But my constitution modifier is 1. So I get 2 points from rest.
It's rough.
I get it on the second go round.
My gosh.
What?
So I got it on yours, but it's been a couple hours, so it's, you know, late that I get yours.
What is it?
It is 14 points.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'm okay. Fine now.
Awesome.
You know, eventually we can do some of this off air, but I think it's fun early on to kind of go through the how it's really.
Yeah, because just the first level, like if you don't have the heal spell, which I ran out of, I used all of them I could, it's like. We're not a guaranteed success on their medicine check.
Yeah, and also, this is our first time like combating like this as a group, so we would be kind of like, we wouldn't have anything down as a group.
Yeah.
A routine or anything.
Yeah, we're still like working out how we...
What can you do? What can you do?
Right, and during this time, Brother Amos is going to be like, Buckles, what happened?
It's quite impressive.
I don't know. It's just something that happens... When I'm afraid.
Whenever you're afraid, can you control it?
I can summon him.
Him?
I think. Yes. Mm-hmm. But he comes and goes. It's strange.
Buckles, you were really, really brave out there.
We would have been dead if not for you, Buckles.
I would have been.
I'm just so glad you're still all here. And you, Lucky, I've never seen anyone do anything like that to anyone.
I'm sorry if it scared you.
It was kind of gross and scary, but at least that horrible unicorn is gone.
I'm sorry that I let the unicorn go. But it's a magical creature, Buggles. You can't keep creatures like that tied up. You, of all people, should understand.
Well, I suppose.
It's wrong.
I'm just so glad that I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yes, we feel very lucky to have you with us. Lucky.
No. I can't always be there. I appreciate all of you for fighting you, Zephyr. You were amazing. I didn't know you could shoot like that.
Are you all right, by the way?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now. That was scary for a minute, but then I heard Buggles' voice in my head.
I heard that too.
And I woke up. Did you hear it too?
Yeah. You healed me, Buggles. I forgot about that.
I could feel your pain, I think. I reached out trying to help. Did it help?
Yeah, I was going towards the light, and then I woke up hearing your voice.
Oh, good. Some good can come out of it.
You're a magical little guy, Buggles.
Oh my god, I love Buggles.
Oh, fighting the urge to pick him up.
I know, I just squeal.
Well, if we're all done chatting, I'm gonna, so to speak, hit the hay.
Yes. Going to rest as well.
Buggles, do you mind if I maybe try to help you relax? I want to try to, like, help you maybe meditate or something.
Got some weed.
Oh, yes.
Not like that.
I didn't say that either.
I look at you because Buggles, you wanna relax? Know you smoke tobacco at least. You smoke
some weed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Brother Remus, does he walk off to smoke it?
No, I think he smokes some Latria leaf. Some, like, just regular tobacco.
Oh, okay.
Is that Latria Lights?
Latria
Leaf.
Menthols.
Yes.
Latria Lights.
Latria Lights.
Latria
really
Lights.
Thin. They're like the thin ones.
Virginia's Latria Slims.
Latria Slims. Come a long way, baby.
So dainty.
But I wanted to try to, like, share some, like, useful things that I learned.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Buggles is
anxious or afraid.
I don't think I can do what you did.
It takes practice. It's not going to be a cure immediately, but maybe it'll help you sometimes if you remember.
I can try. So, I don't think I can do it like you
do.
Here,
let's sit with me.
Okay.
And we hold hands, and I tell you to breathe in and out. Try to empty your mind. Everything's okay. Everything will be what it is. You can't control it. More words that are nice, probably, and... You know,
fall asleep to your
maybe a fade out.
We all fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we fall asleep, Brother Amos wants to
maybe during this meditation session, he's going to speak to Talitha. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Talitha. It was a hectic fight, but I thought I saw something at the corner of the light. A change in your skin.
Ah, yes. And she pulls that. She shows you some of the alchemical components that she'll prepare tomorrow. Something I've been studying and working on. Ways to affect the body, enhance your abilities for a limited amount of time.
What is it? What was it?
It's called a Drake Heart Mutagen.
Drake Heart.
Heart. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum.
And how do you get this recipe? And he seems like weirded out, concerned.
I read it in a book, of course.
What book? Do you have it with you?
Well, and she shows him her formula book.
James Michener's Hawaii.
James Michener's Hawaii. That's a great recipe.
Rick Steve Zero.
For Drake Heart Mutagens. She shows you her formula book.
May I?
Yes, of course.
And he looks through it, and he looks at the Drake Heart formula and sees like what you know goes into making it. And it's just like, fascinating.
Yes, I've been working on a few others as well. The Elixir of Life that I gave you yesterday. That comes from, that's a recipe I found enhanced a little bit, I might say, myself.
If it infuses you with the power of the Drake, what does that do? She gives the book back to you.
Thank you. It gives, makes my skin harden, give it a scaly feel so that it protects me, a bit of natural armor against attacks. And also, it does decrease my ability to react quickly and think as clearly as I do. But it's only for a minute that it lasts.
So you become stronger, but weaker of mind.
Yes. If I check my formula book, yes, I take a... It would, in game terms, I describe to you that I take a minus one penalty to will saves, reflex saves, and all skill checks to recall knowledge.
Hmm. Huh. Wow. To become a little clumsy, too. Or yeah.
Kind of like drunk, almost.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Like impaired from...
It's definitely...
Sure, it's not a drunk heart?
Drunk heart
mutagen.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah. I thought this was America.
I also get a bonus on perception checks. Hence, is my eyesight.
Oh,
like that of a Drake.
Would yes. I'm sorry. I don't mean to pry. I just have.
Would you like to try some?
Yes.
Tomorrow I shall offer you some. I should warn you, it does dull the mind a bit.
I have had many dreams of late. Of dragons. And I can't explain why. I have told no one this.
So he threats his time. I'm kidding.
But I feel a strange connection to them. Though I've never met one. Not that I know. I've never even seen one. But they've begun to appear in my dreams.
Dragons.
Dragons. All kinds.
We've discussed at this point surely what you would have seen in the Ayudara, right?
No.
What did you see in the Ayudara, Brother Amius?
I don't recall.
I'm going to do a perception check on that. Natural 18.
Oh.
You can tell that he's dodging.
I let it go for now.
For now.
And then he will get some rest and recoup his spells.
There's a Drake Heart Mutagen tomorrow with your name on it.
Oof. Thank you.
Unless we get into a real pickle.
I should like to experiment. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay.
Amazing.
Laying on my own paw.
So everybody goes to sleep, and we just see Corimona tied up in the back of the ox cart. Just like a look on her face of anger. We black out. Come back up on the next day, all of you traveling. Is she still tied up, or are you walking her at knife point?
Back of the cart.
Back of the cart.
No, I think that she could
walk with us unless we're saying nobody's walking, right?
We're all right.
Yeah, so shit, back of the cart with Buggles, but unarmed.
Hands tied up.
Yeah. Not uncomfortably, not like hogtied, but like hands tied and feet bound.
And bound to the cart, so she can't just like hop off the back and run.
Yeah. And Buggles, do you mind riding with her?
No, it's fine.
Better than riding on a horse with one of us.
Yeah. It's way less frightening.
All right, so she's back there with you while it's bumping along on the cart. And she's just like watching you.
Buggles just keeps, like, he feels her eyes on him. He just keeps, like, glancing over. It's just like, she's still looking at me.
What is the, brother Ramius is driving the ox cart. What is the core of,
get out.
Stop, please!
Stop!
Stop the cart!
He's run off into the woods.
I don't want to roleplay with Trey anymore.
Buggles just runs into the woods, screaming.
Running off into the forest.
The core of Bolan's ethos, is it the domination of all nature and those that appreciate it over all civilized people? Is that, and did it begin after he walked through the gate?
One cannot dominate nature. That is the problem. That is the problem that we are trying to correct. You understand nothing, sir.
You misunderstand me. The domination of nature over all civilized people. Yes?
Nature first.
Nature first. Indeed, it is a very strong philosophy, and it would gather very, very many supporters, I would assume.
Yes, they are flocking by the day.
Did he have any of these philosophies before he walked through the gate that you're aware of?
We weren't particularly close before that fateful night. He always marched to his own beat, as it were, much to the Oak Steward's discomfort. He did not always see eye to eye. When he returned, I think a lot of us began to see that he was on the side of right and not our so-called superiors. She goes back to looking at Buggles.
When he preaches, does he speak of what he saw beyond the gate? Or does he say he saw nothing?
If he knows, he has not said. It is not my business. I am but
I simply
servant.
Asked if he preaches about it. He does not speak of it.
No.
Skid has put his actual blazer over his head and covered his eyes.
A la Buggles with his hood up.
So cute.
She leans into Buggles. She's like, so how long until you turn on them? Clearly you've cast some sort of spell to trick them into trusting you. How long until you unleash your powers against them? Your kind is not to be trusted.
And Buggles can't summon a response. He wants so badly to say, like, I would never do that. I would never betray my friends. Mm-hmm. But the words won't come. And he just like he makes his mouth moves as if he wants to speak, but he can't. And he just like pulls his hood up tighter and just looks down at the bottom of the cart.
She just leans in. You are the height of unnatural and will be the first to go.
Awful.
We spit on her.
You hear me?
Lucky loops around.
Hear you talking shit back there.
Lucky loops around the back and spits over, and then she rides.
Her face is like all welt from being puffed
just
out,
just glistening with spit.
It's got a little weird, this bit.
What is the plan here? Let's assume that she is being truthful, and we'll find out if she is. That you will reach there by the end of the day. You also could decide, you know what, let's camp and go there in the morning. You tell me what you want to do, but then tell me what the plan is.
I'd rather camp and go there in the morning.
I would too, and I think that if we are going to do the Wookiee prisoner trick, that Lucky and I should probably pose the prisoners, since they seem to be racist against non-humans anyway.
Yeah.
So right. It would make more sense if the humans in the group were human, more human-like, wear the mask and everything. So we would be the prisoners. And then, but either way, I mean, we hopefully have a chance to like case the joint a little bit before we do anything.
Yeah, maybe Lucky you and I can do a little. I can do a little pursue a lead.
Yeah,
I'm already doing that already, but that might. And then we can, then just see if we can stealth up and just kind of
reconnaissance.
A little recon.
So yeah, we want to get to a safe distance, but where we, you know, can sort of see it or whatever.
We ask if there are patrols.
Yeah,
like a few yards away or a few. How far away?
I was thinking like half a mile.
Half a mile. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know if there's high ground.
There's trees.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a place that we can surveil it?
She says they are in the trees. It is a fortification that was built above, and Bolan has made some improvements. There is only one staircase in.
Okay.
Well, I'd love to get some exercise and do some climbing. Maybe if we find somewhere to camp, we can take shifts going out, seeing if we can, observe anything, scout.
Go in pairs. Don't go alone.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not going to be much for climbing, but...
Nor I.
I could teach you.
I can climb. I'm a cat.
We know.
All right, so we'll camp another night.
Okay. So camp another night. Anybody doing anything special worth noting, or you're resting up?
Zephyr and Lucky scout a bit?
Yeah, well, you wanted to, yeah.
No, you guys would be, like, if there's climbing involved, you guys.
Okay.
You're both very, I'm only decently stealthy, but I bet the two of you are very stealthy.
I think you two should just go.
So you probably travel.
Because you can also see.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see anything.
Let's say you follow her directions to the point where you're like, we're going to go as far as we can without being in their range and camp and then send out scouts at night.
Yeah, kind of fun. That's the idea. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Lucky and Zephyr, you leave the camp. We see the campfire behind you as the two of you skulk into the night. Talk to me. What do you do?
I think the plan is to, because they have the high ground, is to find a tree that keeps at enough distance that we are just going to climb as high as we can go to see if we can see somewhat of their layout. Like, do that, travel, a few yards to the west, to the east. Do it, just try to gain some sort of, like, perimeter.
Parameter of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you move up ahead, like maybe a mile or so from camp, we'll say. Make a good distance away. And you're going to try and climb a tree to see if you see anything?
Yep.
All right. I'm not going to have any role in any climb checks, because if you fail, you're not going to really hurt yourself. But you get up, and you start looking. Let's get some perception checks.
Woo. I was excited to roll climb, because I am so fit.
Really good at climbing.
Ooh, so I got a 17.
I got 15.
Okay. You see further up ahead, like a clearing with buildings that are suspended in the trees.
Ewok Village.
Almost like Lothlorien.
Oh, it's so cool. Even better.
It's like
way better.
All these all these brightly painted wooden houses just like hanging in the trees with little bridges connecting them. And some of the structures are several stories tall. Looks like there's a gazebo as well that may be suspended, and a small canvas windmill spinning off of a tower towards the far north end. You're coming from the south up on this. And as you stand and look, you could swear you see, like, people walking on the bridges, just surveying, looking over the forest below.
Wow, so whimsical.
So this was like a gnome, like, fortress or whatever. Like, do they fit on the bridges and stuff?
Yeah, it was definitely built for gnomes, but it doesn't look like anyone's uncomfortable as they're moving right now. There's still little dots. You're about maybe, you're looking about half a mile away, maybe.
You know, it's funny. It sounds kind of like, I think the Dragonlance Chronicles, the first book, Dragons of Autumn.
Twilight.
It opens up in a similar kind of location, that they go to.
It is so whimsical. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Is there any way from where we are now to see that entrance that Corimona was talking about, the staircase?
From where you're looking, it does look like there's the building that is the furthest south has some sort of way to get up into it. It must be a staircase. It kind of winds around and goes up to the first landing. It's still pretty far away, and you're looking through trees as well, but yeah, you see a whole like village that has been taken over.
What do you think, Zepha? Go to the east, go to the west, check another entrance spot, head back?
Maybe that, like, that north building with the windmill seems like the most important building.
Yeah, let's take the long way around. Let me go far north.
Check more with that.
All right, so you go deeper into the night, deeper into the darkness. From time to time, you hear growls.
Oh, no.
Beasts. Is it a bear? Is it a wolf? Is it a gorga?
Can they climb trees?
Can they climb trees? Are you guys bounding from tree to tree? I imagine you went down to the ground, right?
If we're able to go across, I feel like we could.
It's not crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
So cool. I was literally thinking that. I'm like, we stand on a branch and the whole tree bends.
It's a fantasy show, but it's not that
fantasy. It's not that fantasy show.
So you come down and you're just moving through the trees, and yeah, you do get this uneasy feeling. You're not walking on a pathway. You hear things from time to time. If you stop to listen, you feel things grasping at you in turn. It's just a vine. The vine's alive. No, it's just late. You've been traveling. You keep moving, and you now see the lights of all these little buildings casting a faint glow on the forest floor below. And you make your way around the outskirt of this clearing over to where you think the tower is, because now as you look up, it's harder to kind of see where everything is. You don't have the same bird's eye view that you did. But you see that all of the trees that are supporting the buildings have been cleared of branches, and there are these spikes stuck in them at odd intervals, every single tree leading up, and they all glisten. The bark glistens as well.
With sap.
Maybe sap. Maybe something else.
This is so anti-druid. Like, this behavior is very non-druidic.
Metal spikes.
Yeah. Are they metal spikes?
No, they aren't. They don't look metal.
So it's not.
But they're certainly not meant to be there. And you realize, like, climbing the trees would be very, very tricky. If you were to fall, you'd be impaled on some of these spikes.
I see.
So you also look across.
It's funny you say that. Maybe I'm not picturing it right, because the way you were saying it, it sounded like that it was made for climbing.
No,
they're not like handholds going all the way up.
Yeah, it's not like you can grab one and then grab the next one. You could climb the tree, but if you were to slip, they're positioned in such a way that like
they're like
a roll of the dice,
jagged,
to
catch on one.
Jagged spikes.
Yeah, they're jagged like spikes sticking,
and they're not reachable.
Yeah, they're not.
It's like when you want to keep squirrels out of your bird feeder.
Spikes,
yeah,
or pigeons off your gutter,
yeah.
And the bark glistens in the moonlight.
It's like, probably slippery.
It's wet.
Yeah.
So it's a trap.
Grease or like, yeah,
tree grease.
Now you get a much better view of towards the south.
Yeah.
Sure enough, a winding staircase that disappears into a landing above.
What about this windmill?
You can hear it, maybe even see it through some of the branches moving. A relic of the gnome village. Has it been repurposed? Can't tell.
I wonder why they kept it.
So, trying to figure out what else we can try to see, but it seems like that lady was right.
I think that maybe our best chance is just to hope that our ruse is successful enough that we can just walk up through the stairs, and then once we're in,
we're gonna have to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we can maybe like sneak around once we're in, but like hopefully we'll just be able to bluff our way like up the stairs.
Maybe best to go in at night then.
Can we do like a quick check of like, are there any other ways to get up here that like we're just not seeing, just to cover bases?
Now that we're at the north side, maybe.
Yeah, give me some perception checks. You roll.
Now you're much closer. You can get a better, like, real study.
Let's go, meanwhile, back to the campsite.
Well, they're looking.
Where Brother Ramius is like, your people, do they all see in the dark?
No, the humans do not. There are...
There are non-human members of your following.
But of course. No goblins, though.
You could see in the dark.
No, there are potions, tinctures you can drink that would give you that power temporarily. Solutions. Spells, but it is... everything's well lit. We're not hiding from anyone.
Excellent.
You're good. Excellent. Your robe, we shall need it.
I cannot. My grandmother made this.
We'll return it.
No, you cannot take it from me.
Buckles, would you mind...
Lighting her on fire?
Lighting her on fire.
Kind of shrugs. And
no, I take it from. Just don't burn it. Don't burn it.
All right, sorry.
And we give her something to wear, and then we just her mask and her hat. There are guards at the bottom of the staircase, I presume?
I do not know. They patrol. You're not getting in there.
Why not?
They will see you. Bolan. Bolan probably already sees you.
Then Bolan knows we wish to speak with him.
I do not know what Bolan wishes.
What was your response? What were your instructions? To report directly to Bolan? Who do you speak to?
I return and let them know that the job is done.
Who is them?
Whoever's manning the...
John.
The John. Who's manning the first John?
Brother Ramius nods knowingly.
Talitha is very confused. She looks between Buggles and Brother Ramius.
Who is John? John
will not explain John. Further.
There is no need.
Well, he takes a bite of a hoagie.
How about them Phillies?
Yeah. Back. You may wear my Eagles jersey.
We'll go back.
I love it's like a village, a treetop village of Eagles fans.
Oh, God.
With the flag. Yeah, we truly will not survive.
No. It's
like the
nice
700 level of the vet. That's what it is.
It will be on fire.
It'll be
in a
constantly
week.
On fire. Yeah.
That's why the trees are all greasy.
Yeah, that's
grease
why the trees are all greasy.
It's from the Wiz. It's
my God, the grease.
They grease
the poles.
The fucking trees.
Oh, that's amazing.
For those that don't know, they have to grease the traffic lights. The traffic light
Stop.
Poles
no.
in Philadelphia.
Because the fans...
When the teams are in a championship game, because they will climb...
Win or lose. They will climb them, and they will...
And they will try to, like, rip down the traffic
they
lights.
They will rip down, like, standing lights.
It's a city of animals for our international viewers and listeners.
They light cars on fire.
You don't want to go there.
No. Don't ever go there.
90% of our fan base is Philly.
And if you happen to be there for PAX Unplugged and you're trying to get dinner at 5, 6 p.m. on a Saturday night, you won't be able
just
to.
Just go to 7-Eleven.
Just go to the Wawa.
Joe once quoted as saying, "Grease up them, Johns. We'll find a way up." Let's go back to the... Zephyr and Lucky, you're looking to see, is there any other way in? What was the result of your perception checks?
18.
14.
Okay, good rolls. It looks like there's just those stairs. It's heavily fortified, so Koromono is right. Like, it's going to be very hard to approach without being seen.
Is there somebody else to talk to?
Sorry, I didn't know we knew a Gormono.
Gormono?
I say Gormono? Corimono.
Corimona.
Corimona. Corimono? Domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
All right, I don't know what to do.
Joe hates these things.
Where it's like, there's nothing we can do.
I just walk in the front door.
Yeah, go to the front door.
Certain death.
It's a little dark and it's a little cold. I think we should head back.
She hears a sound behind her.
What was it?
I don't know. I'm just starting to feel a little weird out here.
All right, let's go back.
Meanwhile, back at the camp, Talitha is mixing some alchemical components with Brother Ramius. Like, you want some? You want some of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Talitha a drug addict? What is going on?
Yeah.
Still with the hoagie in my hand.
He wants to ride the dragon.
He's like, bottoms up.
Ridden this dragon, yeah.
Wash that down with a Yingling.
Come back to the...
You mean a lager?
He drinks the Drake John.
Drakeheart mutagen.
The Drakeheart mutagen.
Drakeheart John.
And just, yeah. And him and Talitha just across from each other start to like scale up.
Scale up.
He's bonding. Just looking at himself.
Bonding.
Here, punch me. Punch me. Go ahead.
And he hears.
Punch me. I can take it now.
I'm not very good at this. And he.
Ah! Oh, why? Why would you? Ah! I didn't mean like that.
To leave his teeth are on the ground.
Hit me in the ear, man.
Hit me right in the ear.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you frightened me. And all of a sudden he hears in his head, a war is coming. And he freezes, looks at you. I want it to stop now. How long till it stops?
A minute. Just a minute.
Just a minute?
Just ride it out. Ride it out.
And he's sitting there. He's like, I want it to end. I want it to end.
You look at Talitha and you see Sister Kona, but she looks like a reptile. Oh. And she's reaching out to you.
All right.
Help. He's just like,
it'll be all right. Just breathe.
All you hear is, water. Help me. Help me. That's all you hear while Talitha's saying that.
War is coming. And then he starts to mumble. He's like, what war? What war? I don't understand. Just out of his mind a little bit.
Do not give Brother Ramius drugs.
Yeah.
Got back to the forest. We're walking and Lucky's like, I don't know. I just thought the whole girls' night thing was going to be more of an event, but what do you think? I had a good time, but maybe it was too much. I've never really acted before. It felt a little silly.
I think it was fine.
The throw-up wasn't too much.
That was the best part.
Really?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. You, like, put your whole body into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were able to do our measurement because you were doing that. I thought you were talking about, like, the ladies' night wasn't as fun as you thought it would be.
No, I had a really good time. Well, I mean, it was fine. It was whatever. I've never actually hung out with people like that to like have a night out. Usually I'm alone, get too drunk.
Oh.
Wake up somewhere.
I don't hang out either. Usually.
You're kind of a quiet one, aren't you?
This is the most amount of people that I've been regularly friends with for a while. Yeah.
But weren't you in like a monk school? Don't all monks like hang out together?
I mean, I wasn't really friends with them. I had like one friend.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's just that.
Monks, you have that in common, yeah. I mean.
You're all monks there, right?
All like, monks, so.
You have one starter topic.
I mean, some of them, they're fine. I wasn't really friends with them. Some of them actively weren't my friends. It's whatever.
No, I get it. Hey, fuck them.
Yeah.
You didn't need them.
Yeah.
You're better on your own. Hey, you're better with us, right? We're a good team. All of us, kind of. A little weird.
We are.
Actually,
and
very
no one
weird.
At my monk school could do the bow stuff, so that made me feel special.
What was it?
What? Oh, we should be quiet. We should be quiet. Yeah. We should probably get back.
Yeah. Let's put a pip in our step.
And we see Lucky and Zephyr standing there in this little tiny clearing as they're talking and moving. And they move just past the camera, out of frame. And we're left with this tiny little clearing. And we just see a snake slither in.
Snake.
Turn and look at them. And we'll see you next
time. Oh my god! Spies everywhere!
Monsters!
These druids, you never know!
Druids, man.
Well, good thing you weren't talking about anything incriminating.
Yeah, we were just shooting. They're like, oh, those dumb girls.
Talking about ladies' night.
Talk about the ultimate away game. On their turf.
Yes, they have severe home field advantage.
Awesome. Brutal.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.